Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Last week was Dementia Awareness Week, and I went along to a session being hosted by Home Instead, who welcomes people wanting to learn more about supporting those living with dementia. From the symptoms to the science, from promoting independence to improving stimulation, Sheena Van Paris ran the morning.
Because it's Dementia Awareness Week, we've been hosting throughout the week a number of educational workshops, very much based on the training that we deliver to our caregivers who are out in the community. But this morning we've held a community and family education workshop, primarily for people who look after a loved one with dementia or who are out in the community supporting people with dementia.
And I'll come over to one of the people that have been attending today. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell me why you came along today?
My name is Kirsty. I'm a registered manager of one of the Henshaw's houses in the community, and it's to learn techniques of how to support people as they experience the symptoms of Alzheimer's and different forms of dementia, and how we can sort of support them.
And how many houses have you got, and how does that work with Henshaw's?
In the community we have 8 houses. There's only one out of those that we are experiencing the Alzheimer's in.
And what did you feel about this session? What did you learn from it, and what can you take away and implement into that house?
Well, it's about sharing the techniques with the staff, kind of giving everybody that encouragement, that support and confidence in themselves to know how to support them, where they're doing the right things, and basically giving the control to say this is the help that I need and to help them understand.
Home Instead are award-winning providers of care-at-home services to elderly people in Harrogate, Thirsk and Ripon, particularly when helping people living with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. Here are some simple tips that can really help with one-on-one support. Andrew Van Paris explains a few of them.
One of the things we talk about are techniques that can help manage behaviours. Now, one of the things to keep in mind is just because a technique worked yesterday or an hour ago, it might not work this time round. So it's really about having a range of different techniques available and try and find one that works. So one of the things, for instance, we'll be trying to give simple choices to people. So maybe rather than just asking, what do you want to eat, you could give someone a choice of saying, would you like a cheese sandwich or a ham sandwich? And you've made the questions much simpler for someone to be able to cope and give an answer. So that's one thing you can do. When there's maybe a conflict situation, the best thing is to try and take the heat out of that, perhaps apologise or even take the blame for the situation, because normally it's over very small things, and you know, it's quite easy just to say, sorry, it's my mistakes. The other thing, a good technique is often, is to redirect somebody away from a situation they may be finding stressful or that is causing them anxiety or whatnot. So, you know, redirecting a subject or even taking someone from out of one particular environment into another room, just really, it's like turning the page really and starting afresh. And sometimes, you know, you may find that somebody is getting anxious about a particular item that's in the room that's sort of preying on their mind, and you know, it's quite easy to just remove that item from the room. The other thing that's really important is to help try and keep people with dementia engaged, and that can be quite tricky. So sometimes getting people engaged, just having some techniques there, again, will help. So such as if you want someone to get involved in an activity, if you have to ask them direct, do you want to do this or do that, they may say no. But actually, if you just started the activity yourself, it's quite surprising sort of how interested someone will then become and maybe start following you and getting quite interested and maybe even eventually taking over and telling you you're doing it wrong. So that's quite good. Giving instructions as well to somebody. So, you know, there might be an interest to try and do something, but maybe a fear that they don't know how to do it or might not remember. So lots of encouragement, maybe even simplifying a task, talking somebody through step by step how to do an activity, making a cup of tea, filling the kettle of water, like you say. By encouraging somebody to do something like that, what you're doing is actually you're promoting independence and also that sense of kind of well-being and achievement of being able to do something yourself just with your support. Mm-hmm. You could argue it's much easier and quicker to go and do it yourself, but what we like to do at Home Instead is encourage people to do things for themselves with our support, and that really is, from our perspective, treating people with dignity and promoting independence. Another good technique is sometimes to appeal to someone's kind of better nature, which is to say, listen, I'm really struggling with this. You know, I could do with your help. And, you know, people go, oh, I'd quite like to help with that. So, you know, that it's just little techniques like that. There's no rocket science involved, but they are really effective.
Back to the Homestead session with Sheena Van Parys. Who else came along and what made them come?
Hello, my name's Elizabeth and I'm here today because my mum's suffering from dementia and I have been caring for her, but she's recently moved into residential care.
I'm Francis. I'm a friend of Elizabeth's. I've become involved basically in caring for her mother. She is in residential care, but we do involve ourselves in taking her out, finding activities for her to try and stimulate her mind.
Tell me a little bit about when you first realised that your mum was going to be living with dementia and how it was dealing with that.
Quite a few years ago, my grandchildren were playing in the garden at mum's house and she suddenly said, "Who are those children playing in the garden?" And we thought then there was something not quite right. And it's been very gradual since then. Then last year she became ill with another illness. Then my own physical problems, I couldn't care for her properly. So she did temporarily go into care, but once she was well, she decided she wanted to stay in care. By coming to this course this morning, I can recognise some of the symptoms in the past that we didn't know were part of Alzheimer's symptoms. I can now identify them as such.
Firstly, a greater understanding. I haven't had much experience of dementia because in my family, my parents died with other causes and I've no sort of direct connection with it. I have known people who have had it but not really understood it. I now understand there are quite a few different ways in which it can affect people. Elizabeth's mother, one of the things that she suffers quite from is distinct memory loss. Possibly it's due to a lack of stimulation once she's gone into residential care, but she has appeared to deteriorate a little bit more than what she was.
So you're hoping from this session that you can provide that extra stimulation to give her the best quality of life possible?
Yes.
And what would you say to people if they were wondering whether to come along to a session like this?
Oh, definitely do come along. I did have some information before I came, but I've certainly learnt some more things while I've been here.
Home Instead run workshops on dementia on a regular basis, and you can find out more about this online at homeinstead.co.uk/Harrogate. Get in touch with Sheena by phone or email and she'll be happy to talk you through it. You'll also find lots of free advice, tools and bite-sized training sessions under the tutorials section.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.